Hi, welcome to the Good News Show. I'm your host, Terry Modica. Hi. In this last session on how to stop dreaming and start building on the dream with Jesus, let's look at the energy that a dream gives you. What energizes you? What makes you feel alive when you dream of doing it, when you imagine yourself doing it? What gives your soul, your spirit, the energy of the Holy Spirit? Because that's what I'm really asking. What is giving your spirit the energy of the Holy Spirit? Whatever dreams, ideas, plans, hopes for the future, things you would like to do with your gifts and talents, the difference you would like to make in others' lives, the difference you would like to make in the world. These things, if they bring you energy when you think about it, then this is the Holy Spirit alive in you. You are living in the power of the Holy Spirit. The next step is to move forward. Use that energy to move forward. And even if you're not sure this really is God's dream, and very often what happens is we only get, and I'll say this happens most of the time, we only get a glimpse, a partial picture of what God has in mind. We get some of God's dream. God's dream is more than we can imagine right now. Bigger, more helpful, making a bigger difference. God's always more. There's always more, you know? And that means in our dreams too. Use the energy that the Holy Spirit gives you when you think about doing something that you could say is the building up of a dream. Use the energy to go forward. Do something. Even if you can't fully enter into the fulfillment of that dream.
This reflection was published by Good News Ministries of GNM.org, made possible by donors who support our mission of changing hearts for Christ. This and many other Catholic faith-building resources are available on our websites and can be delivered to you on your digital devices. Visit us on GNM.org today. God bless you with His abundant love.